Everybody, good morning, Lego. You can tell it's Friday, eh?
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Good morning. 8 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to What's Up, Lego. And we don't have glasses, but we're cheers into life.
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Mary Anacol, Info Girl here. Fancy Nancy.
Hello, Lagos.
Yes, there's too much female, you know, fluid
energy
in the studio. We need male testosterone. Yes.
Okay.
We're still begging Stretch to return from his holiday.
Please do return, Stretch.
Return. No, I think that we've sent a search party, actually.
Find him.
No, because we do not, we're no longer, we don't have money to be sending to Ikorodu people to release him. And you can't keep letting, you know, somebody out of, you know, let's say, for example, a person falls into a trap. You save them and they go back into that same trap. What do you do?
There's keep saving them.
Eh? No, there's not. Why?
Because you're a good person.
Stretch likes Ikorodu girls. He keeps going there and they kidnap him and ask me for ransom. I can't do this anymore, man.
How much have
we need
you spent
to negotiate
so far? Let me
release.
See if I can just read.
10 million.
10 million.
Yeah.
So you have 10 billion. Like
10 million.
I think when we get
million.
To 30 billion, we can stop.
Nah, who has that money?
This is love.
Stretch, you see, I love you. Anyway, we'll start off the show as usual with our sound off this morning, and right after that we'll be musing and we're going to be talking about superstitions. You know, there's so many superstitious beliefs that we still hold on to today, and then we say we are Christian, we are Muslim, we are something.
You're modernized.
All the best. All the best.
We're westernized.
Well, we'll talk about it. Some people think that superstitions are real and they work. Some people say, what for me? Are you serious? Well, we will have
does.
That conversation.
Come and show us proof.
See them. They're in the studio.
I believe.
I believe.
And right after that, we'll go into the main cause on the show today. It promises to be really interesting if you ask me. And I'm so excited because it's Friday!
That's right!
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. Now, let's talk about the fact that 28 governors have piled up about 5.8 trillion naira debt for incoming governments. Yes, yes, yes. I'll give you some background into it. So, the governors of 28 states out of the 36 states across the country who are leaving office on May 29 or running for re-election, and the minister of the Federal Capital Territory have piled up about 5.8 trillion naira subnational debts amid an economic crunch. Now, the debt figures were based on an analysis of the subnational debt reports by the Debt Management Office. Well, there are reports that out of the 28 states, 11 governors will be seeking re-election in March. They include Governors Muhammad Yahya of Gombe, Babagana Zulum of Borno, Abdullahi Sule of Nasarawa, Sheyi Makinde of Oyo, May Buni of Yobe, Bello Matawale of Zamfara and Babajide Sanwo-Olu of Lagos, Amadu Fintari of Adamawa, Dakwa Abiodun of Ogun, Bala Muhammad in Bauchi, and Abdurrahman Abdulrazak of Kwara State. Those that will not be seeking re-elections are Emmanuel Udom of Akwa Ibom, Samuel Ortam of Benue, Fanyo Koa of Delta, David Umahi of Ebonyi, Muhammad Abubakar of Gombe, Aminu Masari Katsina, Bello Bagudu of Kebbi, Abubakar Bello, Niger, I beg your pardon, Aminu Tambuwal of Sakoto, and Simon Lalong of Plateau, and also Dairus Ishaku of Taraba State. 28 governors. So the ones who are not seeking re-election are the ones that I'm putting on the table now. So who are you leaving the debt for? Because you see, if you're indebted and you're going to come back and clear it up, that's another discussion. But then who are you leaving this debt for? Because it's interesting. I mean, including Governor Nasir El-Rufai of Kaduna State, Abdullahi Ganduji of Kanu, Victor Igbazu of Abia, Ifeanyi Ugwuanyi of Enugu, Ben Ayadi of Cross River, and Nyesom Wike of River State. These are all people who are not seeking re-election, but they're leaving a huge debt. There are some of these governors who are using these monies, not for the purpose for which they're being, withdrawn or, that they write for these monies. I mean, for example, you've seen what the federal government is talking about, governments withdrawing money, withdrawing cash, because they feel that these monies are being used for reasons other than what they put on the paper. But again, who's to say that even if they don't withdraw cash and they take transfers or do, go through the normal routes, that these monies will still be put to the use that... I mean, how many governments have been able to give the people of the estates accurate account of what monies were used for, how these monies were used, and where the leftovers are? Because you see, it's only a few, maybe a tiny amount of governors in these states, past and present, that have been able to use public funds properly without stealing, without passing hands under the table, without kickbacks, and then still left something in the coffers. I don't even know if that's possible under any of these governments as we speak. But again, let's give the benefit of doubt, because the debt management officer said out of 36, 28. And it's not an issue of APC or PDP. They all cut across the different political parties. So there's no room for people to start saying, hey, PDP governors are useless. APC governors are useless. They're all from different political parties. So it's not a party problem, is it? It's a management problem. It's a fact that these people do not respect the people that they ask for votes from enough to be accountable to them. And how do we hold these people accountable if we're always taking sides, pitching our tents with one person or the other, as opposed to standing our ground and making sure that these people really govern? And if they're not giving us that governance that they promised us, then we show them the way out. But before we show them the way out, they must give account. Yes, detailed accounts, but nobody cares. You have members in your House of Assembly who somewhat are rubber stamped because, they do whatever the governor wants, because they also are seeking re-election or they want to be able to keep their positions. So really, when we talk about a new Nigeria, how do we get there if leadership, if governance, if followership is not being properly done? Because it's one thing to say, oh, we have bad leaders, but what are the followers doing? So the charge today is, as we're getting ready for the elections, let's not just wait and focus on the elections, because I keep asking, after the elections, what next? Let's start doing the job of followership, and let us start making our leaders accountable. The Office of the Citizen of the Federal Republic is a thing. Start acting like it. That's Sound Off.
Just to life.
19 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. It's time for us to talk superstition. Yes, I have Fancy Nancy in the studio.
Hello.
I have Info Girl
in the studio. I know.
Whatever she's on, we want it.
I do.
Yeah, I told them it's dried ugu. Just sniff it in. That's all.
We don't do drugs, honey.
That's not drug now. It's very medicinal.
It's
good for the
through
teeth.
The nose.
It's good for your teeth.
Anyway, let's talk superstitions. Do you believe in superstition? What are those superstitious beliefs that you hold dearly, that you know you can swear by it? And do you think that these things actually work? Has any one of them worked for you? Because, and then if you're also of the school of thought that, you know, they work, all these things are just fake. It's just make believe. It's scam. Your parents just use it to trap you.
And you want to try.
No, but seriously, what are some of the superstitious beliefs that you've heard or one that you think works? Because you said it earlier on that it does work. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Which one? Who said it?
She.
Mm-hmm. Did you
Nancy.
Say that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which one works?
I know there's one. Like I've seen it in movies and I've heard like real life stories. There's like, I think it's in the Yoruba culture, something called magun or something. If you're married, you don't cheat on your spouse. If you do, somebody dies.
No, that's not even how
but
it
that's
works.
But that's jazz.
You don't even know
that's juju.
Gotta
people say it works and people say
that's jazz. That's juju.
I've seen
it's juju. It's jazz. You know.
People say that's superstitious. Nothing will happen. Do you really want to try?
I don't know if you can categorize that as yes, because it's juju. It's jazz.
The one you can actually call a superstition is the one they say don't pound at night. Don't pound stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they don't sweep at night. You'll be sweeping away your fortune. Have you heard that one?
Yeah,
don't sweep at night because if you
sweep. Oh, I do all the time. And my fortunes are right in place.
Man, mm-hmm. You're sweeping money out of the house.
This period, because I've been sweeping at night.
Oh, please, girl, please. I'll tell you what. The one I really actually somewhat don't necessarily believe it is because I grew up listening to my grandma say, oh, when her palm itches her, she'll say, give me money,
oh,
give me money.
It works.
No,
for real. That happens to me all the, like, when my palm, seriously, Marianne, okay. When my palm begins to itch,
money's
like
coming.
In 2 days, probably I'll just get just free money somehow.
Palm, itch me now.
It works. It works.
No, but it does work for me.
I'm a living testimony.
So I just think it's a thing of the mind. Correct me if I'm wrong. Those of you don't.
But
I don't believe in any other superstitious belief. I just feel like
that's my favorite.
When my palm itches me, money comes.
It does.
I'll start to notice mine now.
But my grandma used to say, give me money, whatever money. She would scratch her palm and then she always gets money. So
yeah.
I grew up believing that.
What about the one where they say if you hit your left foot against a stone,
you see
something bad's about to happen?
And then the twitching of your eye. So it depends on what side of your eye twitches.
Yeah,
it depends
that
on if it's left,
too.
Then you're going to see bad. If it's right, you're going to see.
So you get a call.
Nothing
to
happen. My eye twitches all the time. You know, I wear glasses, so my eyes twitch all the time.
You need prayers or something? Because this thing do happen.
I don't think you.
Anyway, we want to hear from you, Lagos. Do you believe in superstition? And what superstitious beliefs do you actually believe in and has worked for you? And if you're all of those people that say, look, that's just a joke, it doesn't happen, tell us why. Because we want to hear. There's always the naysayers, and there's always those who say, we swear by it, we stand by it. Let's just take one quick call before we go on a break. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What?
Just to life. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Joy calling.
Joy from Ikorodu, release
stretch,
please. I don't
believe in this one, but it's taking place in my life. Yes, so that hand, palm scratching. That right hand. Oh my God. When the teeth don't they scratch like this?
Money don't they come?
Between how many hours money will just show up like this?
Hey!
And you know what? One thing again. If somebody else is collecting my money, the thing will be scratching me. I know somebody else is taking my money. Yes, so.
Hey. Now what?
The one I don't believe again. When they will say, don't kill the war gecko, somebody will win in the house.
I beg
you. Thank you.
All right, but then we shouldn't kill war geckos.
So her palm's
beautiful, but I hate them because they're like literally on the roof.
And
I can't
stand
them. I actually
did
that thing for a long time.
Like, you don't
I've
kill
I've never
it?
Even heard it. This is the first time I'm hearing it.
I've actually heard it before, but I believed it so much I never killed
I'm
it.
I think
street.
They're very beautiful. I'm not going to lie. They're the most beautiful, creeping animals. I'm not going to lie.
Maria,
the skin is...
It.
No, but have you seen a gecko? It's very nice looking.
They
it's not even ugly.
It is.
It's
oh my
not,
God.
Not ugly.
It's not as ugly as an agama lizard, is it?
No,
it's not even as ugly as a chameleon.
That's
it's not.
the skin
it's,
looks
it's
like
so it uses smooth. All this
bleaching
so
cream stuff. <It's organic. laughs>
Anyway, but I like Walgett because I just don't like that they, you know, they like drop, they have cool. droppings. No, they look good.
They look good.
And they're harmless.
Oh my
They help
God.
You eat up
it
the insects in the house. You know that?
They do?
Yes, honey. Yes.
It creeps me out. It looks white.
It's just that I don't like because it hangs over you, so it's able to, you know, drop.
What does it bite?
Droplets.
Yeah, I was
do they
ask,
bite?
They don't bite, but they eat insects. That's all they eat, insects. So if you have a lot of insects, you find them around lights, like security lights outside or very bright lights inside. I hate for geckos inside the house, but I like to see them crawl on the walls outside,
like
not inside my house.
That's creepy.
Oh, come on, that's
creepy.
Creepy.
Okay, we got to go for a quick break. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. When we return, we're still talking superstition. Yes, we know it is somewhere in Surulere. Welcome. It's still What's Up Lagos. 31 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Mary Ann Nicole and Fancy Nancy here. Info Girl with me in the studio. Because it's Friday, all the girls have come out to play.
Yeah.
Literally.
Friday.
Literally.
Friday.
It's not that the other girls, these girls
usually,
have come out to play.
Well, usually they say ladies come out on Wednesdays.
That's like ladies free night. But on Friday, we all come
okay.
out to play.
Oh.
And let our hair down.
Why are you embarrassing yourself like this?
Fatter.
Riding on free.
Riding on free.
Nice to say it's fatter.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we're talking superstition this morning, and we're saying, what are some of those superstitious beliefs that you have held on to, you've grown up with, and you still think it works? And for those who do not believe in superstition, at what point do you realize that they were scamming you, or it doesn't even work? Or maybe these superstitious beliefs could work for some people and do not work for the other.
Would you say tooth fairy is a superstition?
I beg. It's for that Christmas tree. What's that? What's all that?
Why not?
When you lose your tooth, you put it under the pillow
but
and they come and give you money.
Just somewhere sitting for just three bullets.
Like, what's
somebody's
all that?
Father.
After all the service he did this festival.
Somebody's dad.
It says it's tooth fairy.
I believe in the tooth fairy.
That one is even too short.
Are you doing it because your kids are listening and you don't want to, you know, destroy their childhood?
I don't believe in the tooth fairy.
There is no such thing.
My dear.
When your teeth fall out,
you
take it to your you take it to your mother, your grandmother, and then she says, oh, you lost your teeth. Give her 5 naira. When I was a kid, 5 naira was a lot
no,
of money.
Mine, it's the tooth fairy that does that.
I beg, leave this thing.
Mine was different. You have to throw the teeth
on top of the
seven
roof.
Seven stones.
Hey, they have come. They have
I'm
come.
Not even joking.
So what is the seven stones?
Wait.
Seven
what's
the significance of the seven stones?
Your teeth will return in 7 days.
These things are ridiculous. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You can tweet with the hashtag What's Up Lagos. We have a post on our Twitter handle at Nigeria Info 99.3. Just go there and tweet. What is the maybe biggest scam that you have ever heard in the guise of a superstition, you know? Or do you believe in superstition and you can swear by it? Share with us, all right? Let's hear what you have to say. And the women, 01465-7190. We would love to hear from you and your superstitious beliefs. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Otonu?
Hey!
Hello.
What's up, Otonu?
Welcome!
Okay,
Otonu,
the thing is, okay.
Yes.
Well, God bless you for sand offices, sand offs.
Mm-hmm.
You used to give us every day.
Uh-huh.
I love you to die.
Okay.
I greet your crew.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the village, I got to hear, wah, 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 wah. They tell me, say, that bird, if bird, they do wah, wah, somebody won't die.
Hey, I have that.
Mango and the ube and the beer. Mm-hmm. And they say, if I see a kettle in the afternoon, somebody
can die.
No, I can't
tell
why
Miss Road in the night is carrying. Well,
they
are playing.
I
just lost.
Okay,
thank you.
Kumoku.
I love Kumoku. He's so funny. He's the one with Miss Road. Okay, we're not laughing at you, we're laughing for you. Mm? Mm-hmm. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey!
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. You're the special Miriam.
Yes, special Azubike.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, okay, nice.
It was very beautiful.
I'm so much excited to have your voice this morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait.
No. You should not be jealous of my radio lover. What was all this?
Am I a spoon?
I'm not a coconut.
Azubike, what's the superstitious belief that you believe in?
Let me just go to the point. When I'm living in Cross River State before, besides by Ogoja, our market used to sell energy for 4 days.
Mm.
And I said that if you carry the basin to turn the basin upside down and sit on top of the basin, the market will not be moving well.
Ha.
It's just like crossing the market.
Mm.
And they put a law that anybody that covers the basin and sits on top of the seat on that market, that person will go and buy some, sacrifice something.
Mm.
But if he does not buy it, that person will not be, the market will not be moving well.
Mm.
Then I myself, one day, I just went out and let me try this thing. Then I went out where people will not be seeing me in that part of the market and cover the basin and sit upon that basin for me to know whether it is working or not. So when I cover the basin, I stay for like 30 minutes before I stand up. When I stand up, I went around the market. Market is booming. People, they are still buying.
Mm-hmm.
Buying many type of things. The next market that I came, the same market is still, people, they are still going to see the market. So from there, I say that maybe this week they are just using our brain. So since there, I do not believe on those solutions or something. So when you believe on those things, the thing will work on it. But if you don't believe on it, you will never work on it.
Okay, so if you believe it, it can work for you. Hmm. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio.
I know that.
All right, give us what's up, Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling
good
from?
Good morning. My name is Moses. I'm calling from Maja.
Okay.
Ma, what I the middle to understand those days in the village is that whenever dogs cry in the night, they say somebody is about to die.
Uh-huh. This one now not a dog. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it happens. So I don't really know what is the cause of that.
Yeah, because I love dogs. I love dogs, and I grew up with dogs, and I
I totally disagree with that.
No, I do agree because I grew up with a lot of dogs, and I have always owned dogs. And when dogs cry, something bad is about to happen.
But not that somebody's dying.
Well, somebody could die. Something bad happens.
So I'll tell you why I love dogs and I do not like cats. And respect to all the cat lovers. You guys are great. First things first, I'm allergic to the fur of cats and not dogs. Isn't that not interesting?
No, Marianne.
I'm
suspecting this, you are allergy.
No, but then why I do not necessarily like cats, apart from the smell of cats and how they are, like, I know if I come to your house and you have a cat, I know I start sneezing. But when something bad is about to happen, the cat runs away, goes away, it disappears.
That's why you can't trust them.
Exactly. But a dog stays by the side of the sick person forever. Even
dogs.
If something bad is going to happen to the person, the dog is there, licking on your body, you know, sometimes cries and moans, but it's just there with you. It's just literally
there.
Yeah,
they use them as emotional support.
Exactly.
This analysis is... I'm just trying to get used to my fellow human beings.
Not about animals.
Why are you like
animals
this?
Are really good.
Look.
Why are you like this?
Look, I grew up with a dog. I grew up with a very big dog that if it stood up, it was the same height with me.
With me.
Okay. I agree. I know you're a very tall person.
I'm a dog lover.
That's fire.
Says the tall girl. Yes, it's okay. I'm not sure. I'm just very accurate for whoever loves me.
Wow.
If you are too tall, you are too tall. If you are taller than me, you are too tall. If you are shorter than me, you are too short. Hello.
Let's just meet there.
Exactly. So you cannot
easy
answer.
To hold body.
Day, she. Let's go back to the phone lines and take more of your thoughts and comments. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yes, to life. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
He is the only Eze of...
Eze from Odogbolu.
Now, wow.
Eze, Dalo.
Now, I say,
Okay, that's nice.
Well done. We have been lost now. We don't know what you're saying again.
You see, when you wake up in the morning,
Yes.
And you see somebody that you home on,
Yes.
For my village. I'm going to tell you that day is a bad day.
Exactly.
That person has scattered your day.
As it should.
You better stay indoors. Don't go anywhere because that day has become cobwebless. You can't make any money. But when you wake up and see somebody who gives you 100 naira or 10 naira, that time when would they grow up?
When money had value.
When you go anywhere that time, blessing upon blessing. Just will be tired.
Okay, we believe you.
Marianne, I think that is the most straightforward position ever. Very precise superstition.
Yeah, because, but you know, I don't think it has to be a superstition. It's a reality.
That's why I said it's very straightforward.
Imagine if you wake up in the morning, the first call that you have is, where my money? Let's say, for example, I'm going to burn somebody this morning. if for example, this is between me and Ufoma, Ufoma will call you first. In fact, as you see, you say, Ogbeni, where my money?
Yeah, that's my boss just joking. I take it.
Imagine how that's all you think about.
That's my.
No, we can't laugh. We'd be like, oh, really? Well, I think he's right. I mean, he should ask you about his money, though. Why are you owing our boss?
You're fired. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. Cheers to life. Good morning. I like that small voice. Good morning. What's your name, my dear? Turn off your radio. Call us back. Okay. When you call us, turn off your radio. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? That's a very nice voice. Oh my God.
Thank you. Okay, good morning, First Nancy, Info Girl, and Marianne.
Okay, welcome.
Happy New Year to you, ladies.
Same to you.
Okay, I think my own superstition is, so I don't know if you, I'm sure maybe you almost have heard about it. So they said, if you go make your hair, and then the hairstylist washes your hands immediately, they're going to have an itchy scalp.
Oh.
And, it's been happening to me until someone told me, and then I made sure that I should not wash her hands. It really helped her with my hair. I gave her sanitizer so that my hair would not be itchy. But yes, it worked.
Really?
Auntie, sanitizer is not even from the gods. What's all this?
I don't know.
What's all this?
Corona.
Thank you very much.
Sanitizer
is not from the gods. The gods don't even understand what. Okay, maybe they smell gogoro inside.
Inside they used to have
some gogoro inside.
Yeah, exactly. Ah. So it worked. It worked. The gods were
appeased. This is Rema.
Thank you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello,
thy kingdom come. Yes. Yes, prophetess.
The only adopted Babylonica Elijah daughter is speaking.
Okay.
Yeah, hello everybody. All of my sons, you have not yet come back.
Your son is somewhere in Ikorodu.
Okay, you told me he's building a duplex. Yes, both of school we have each one.
I don't want to live in Ikorodu.
there will be a vehicle taking you. They have the ship now. I'll be the boat. I just come to Lagos Island, so that will be convenient for you.
Yes.
What about the superstition? It has been in existence for long, and the people that introduced it are the Fallen Angels. Let me tell you the foundation. For Horizon, the demons are the familiar spirits. They give law so that their presence will be felt in the community or in the house. where they are functioning.
Mm.
So they could give barbaric law or they could give familiarity law concerning that area.
Okay.
Just like the Bible have laws now, Abby.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So the fallen angel before Jesus Christ came, they have the principality divided all over the world. Hmm. So they give out their law concerning the territory they are governing.
Okay.
So all it right. can be local, it can be in the house, familiar spirit.
Okay. All right. Wow.
Oh, we lost that. And I was taking notes.
Wow, like...
That's serious history lessons we're just having.
History, okay?
Yeah.
It's theological. Fallen angel. Which
theological history... of superstition. To Lagos.
I'll take it to Lagos. Okay, 45 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos. I mean, I tell you what, the fun on this show never ends.
Amazing.
All right, well, we're still taking your thoughts and comments on superstition. We'll go to WhatsApp and take some of the messages on our WhatsApp. And then, of course, on the other side of the clock, if you haven't gotten your PVC, the INEC Public Relations Officer for Lagos State is going to be telling us about the devolution that is going to happen today, because they're sending those PVCs to wards, and we're going to be having her join us via Zoom on the 11 o'clock hour, so you can bring your thoughts, your comments, and be part of the conversation. Ask all the questions you need to ask when we come back from that break. All right, we got some messages. Infogo.
All right, this one says, "What's up, Lagos? The superstition I find funny is having to attach some little stones to your broken tooth as a child and then throw them to rooftops with the optimism a lizard will eat the tooth. It was believed your missing tooth will be replaced quickly. That was a classic scam. Shout out to Infogirl. What's up, Gideon? How are you doing?"
Yeah. Cool, Baba.
Then another one. He says, "Yeah, I remember another one. If you spit in public spaces and strangers step on the saliva, true, you'll have a sore throat in less than 2 days from then."
Oh my God, is that what happened to me?
Girl,
yeah, cause
in this body, you know body Thomas, probably you spit there, somebody has stepped on it.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, it doesn't come on, guys.
Come off it.
I'm recovering.
Off it.
I'm recovering. Like,
girl, please, girl, bye. Are you serious? Please, let's go.
Then what about the one that says, he says, same goes to staring at those with Apollo directly.
Oh yeah,
I think that's not
it's a viral infection.
Yes. So it's I mean, I think naturally it's just going to.
We didn't know what it meant then. We just said, okay, don't look at somebody else.
Because
you didn't understand that it was just something
you hear them say, go past you. But it's just natural if you are too close to a person who has conjunctivitis or whatever it's called.
Yeah, that's what's
if
called.
You're close to anybody that has anything viral, you will get it.
Exactly. It's just like the flu. It's just like the normal head cold. If you are around somebody who has a cold.
Is anything like viral beauty?
Look at a viral beauty now.
I've been sitting close to Maria since I have not.
But you're now finer than me.
Oh, really?
Hey, God.
But I'm not a coconut lord.
Hello, good morning. Oh dear, we lost that call. Please call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos?
Just life. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I'm really happy to have gotten through because it's difficult.
Your
so I know I have limited time. Let me just use my time.
Yes, please.
So if you look at the definition of superstition, it's irrational or founded belief in some sort of supernatural realm or domain or something like that. So with that now, the question now becomes what is not a superstition?
Exactly.
Yeah, because see, I have I have a lot to say. Let me just condense everything. I have a sister, my elder sister, who I love so much. And while we were growing up, you know, she died when I was 4 and she was 6. You know, so I really like. In fact, like now I would like to see her. If I can see her now,
not superstition again.
No, I'm headed somewhere.
Okay.
So I want to see her. So does it mean that, so if I now go to a bakery and get a bread and say a few Latin words over that bread, has that bread become my sister?
That's a joke. That's a joke.
Yes. So, but if some other group of people go to a certain place where they are gathered in a congregation and there is one man of the cloth on the podium and he's presiding over things and he gets to a stage, he brings this wafer or bread. He says a few Latin
words.
That's
different. That's different.
Marianne, I won't say something. But I
thank you for calling. We have to go. But you want to say something?
Yeah, in his definition, he said it's an irrational belief. It's what you believe. It's your personal belief. Yeah. If you believe the bread, I'm sorry to say, but if you believe the bread is your sister, then bread is your sister. Mm-hmm. If you don't believe it, then you don't believe it. It's your belief.
No, but it doesn't stop at believing the bread is your sister. Can the bread really turn into your sister? Because for some superstitions, believes if your palm is itching, you do get money, right?
That's because I believe I'll get money.
But if you do get money.
Yeah,
so,
I do.
So it's not just about belief, but it's the result or the action that comes after what you believe. So
you know, these things
if I believe my sister is bread.
These are supernatural things happening.
So that's the thing.
Yeah.
Because if I believe my sister is bread, can she turn?
If you believe in this supernatural,
can the bread turn to my sister?
Like, see, if he wants to see his sister,
can the bread
and
turn
he believes he will see his sister, he will see his sister.
Through the bread.
I believe in his supernatural. So that's just me.
It not looks like superstition is spiritual.
It is, sort of, because it's a supernatural thing.
It's just yimud.
It's a supernatural thing. You have things happening that you cannot explain.
Inexplicable.
Yes, because my palm is scratching me and Marianne is, you know, sending me money.
Well, then if he says that, if you say spiritual, that what he says, his supposition is correct, saying that okay, some people gather and say some words.
And I'm saying to him, if he believes,
it's
based on what the person believes. If you believe it's going to happen, then it's going to happen.
But what if it doesn't happen?
If it doesn't happen, then you're like, keep this is not working. The next
come.
One.
It will come.
That's not like an abracadabra. Abracadabra.
Do you want to hold the wand when you're saying it?
Abracadabra.
We want to test all. So let's give Fancy Nancy an assignment.
What?
Throughout this week, test all the superstitions. Come back and tell us if it's true. All of them.
Yes. I like the one with the palm scratching. That's the one I'm going to do.
The rest. Yeah, other ones. The tooth. Bread.
But my tooth, I've passed that stage where I'm losing a tooth now. Like, let's just
remove one and try.
Let's see to the morning. Did she say remove one?
I mean, the pursuance of truth. You can't you do anything for it? You're a journalist. You're a broadcaster.
Remove your teeth.
Do it.
For superstitious sake.
Fancy Nancy. And the award goes to.
And then when try to see where a dog is crying and see if someone's going to die.
Just go around the
do
area.
Do a reporter's job. Investigative
it.
Reporting. That's your assignment. Management is listening. If not, we will not pay you the salary this month.
If not, let me write it down. On
it was at this point she knew. She have done it all.
Well, that's it on this segment, guys. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be back on the other side. We're going to be talking PVCs because we're going to be joined live by the INEC Public Relations Officer for Lagos. And she'll be telling us about the devolution that the INEC office is talking about for all of the wards in local governments so that the PVCs can come closer to you and you not have any excuse to say you did not find your PVC. So she's going to be here in a bit. Stay with us. Still, What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria in for 5 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. And my name is Mary Anacon. I did promise before we went on the break on the other side that we were going to be talking about INEC's new distribution process. Apparently, the Electoral Commission has said that February 25 presidential election results will be collated at the International Conference Center in Abuja. Now, they also talked about, as part of efforts to ensure effective collection of permanent voters' cards in the 774 local government areas of the country. They were devolving the PVC collection to 8,809 registration areas and wards from today till Sunday. So you have Friday to Sunday. No excuse. It's more like bringing it closer to you, to where your ward is. So the question is, do you know where your ward is? Do you know where your ward is? Anyway, they're saying that every validly registered voter who's yet to collect their PVC has to seize the opportunity to get to the awards to do so. And we're being joined in the studio this morning by the INEC Lagos Public Relations Officer, Adenike Oriowo. It's good to have you join us, Adenike. Can you hear me? Mr. Rewo, can you hear me? I think you need to unmute yourself. That way we can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Hello, good morning. Yeah, I can hear you. Good morning, Lagosians.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much
for joining us. And compliments of the season.
Same to you. Happy New Year. Thank you for joining us at such short notice. So I was just telling the audience about the new devolution of PVC collection to about 8,809 registration areas and wards from today. So the first question is, how many people really know where their wards are and where they can go to pick up these PVCs as opposed to just going to an INEC office in their local government area?
Okay, good morning, and I'm happy that we have this platform to pass on this information.
Yeah.
Yes. In Lagos State, we have 245 wards.
Okay.
And because I will speak for Lagos State.
Yeah.
And in these 245 wards are within the 20 local government areas.
Okay.
That is the constitutionally recognized 20 local government areas in the state.
Yeah.
However, for people to get to know where their wards are, it's easy, but we can do this together.
Okay.
Either on their TVC, they will see something called written as code.
Mm-hmm.
It will start with 24. 24 stands as the state code for Lagos State.
Okay.
Then next is another number that would indicate the local government, because the local governments are arranged alphabetically.
Okay.
Then the next code is the ward or registration areas. Hello?
We're listening.
Yes. Then the next code.
Can you hear us? I think that we lost that connection with you, Adenike. We're going to try again.
So for you, I have 24. Hello?
We can hear you.
Hello?
24 is the code for Lagos. Can you hear us? 24 is the code for Lagos.
Yeah, 24150909. So that means I'm under Lagos mainland, which is 15.
Mm-hmm.
09 is my ward, and the 009 is my polling unit.
Uh-huh.
However, I know some people might not be too savvy with this information.
Mm-hmm.
They can just go, if they can take the time to go to the local government area office of INEC, we have pasted where the addresses of all the registration areas within each local government there.
Mm-hmm.
They can also check on our social media handles. They can engage us on our social media handles, where we have also put up these addresses. Mm-hmm. Of the 240, where the 245 registration areas are located.
Okay.
You can check on Twitter at INEC Lagos, on Instagram at INEC Lagos, on Facebook at INEC Lagos HQ.
Okay. Because you started by talking about the Lagos registration code. Now, a lot of people may not have necessarily registered in Lagos, but they have transferred their polling units to Lagos. How do those people also find out how, the difference between the codes and all of that? For example, I transferred from River State to Lagos.
On your TVC, you will have 24 there, because that is where you have transferred to now.
So it's automatic.
Yes. If you check your TVC that you have, let's take for instance, you transferred from Rivers to Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
The information you have on your TVC has to be Lagos, which is 24, to show you're in Lagos. Then the local government in which you are registered or domiciled, then the word, then the pulling unit.
I am actually looking at my TVC now and I can see that.
So, and what do you have
yes,
there?
24.
Is that part cable?
Yes, 24080270.
Yes, so that's it.
Perfect. But this
so
is
for you to know your word now. Let's take for instance, you want to know your word. You already know the local government you fall under. That should be, I think, Etiosa.
Yes.
08 is Etiosa.
Yes.
Now, the next code is your word. So if you go online now, let's say you go on our Twitter handle and you check, you just go to Etiosa and then you check for the word 08. That's, you have the address of that word there,
mm-hmm.
where it is located.
Yeah, well, I do know my word. I was just using myself as an example. I do know my word.
Yes. So, it's so easy like that. But in case, you know, some people still like to, you know, go and let them tell them. In fact, point the word to them, even though they might be right in front of the location, but they want somebody to say, no, that is the place.
Mm.
You can just go to our INEC local government office. We have pasted the addresses on the wall, and also you have at least one officer still on ground to give you a proper direction as to the location.
So just out of curiosity, before I allow Lagosians to start questioning you, so you're saying that moving these PVCs to the different wards means that nobody can go to the local government INEC offices anymore to pick up their PVCs. Is that what it is?
Yes, because we don't have duplicate cards.
Aha. Uh-huh. And this lasts for just 3 days. So after Sunday, will these cards be...
No.
So I'm just asking.
No. This exercise is starting today, 6th of January,
mm-hmm.
at the RA, and it's ending on the 15th of January. So we have about 10 days.
Okay.
So don't go to your RA. After which, from the 16th of January, we are moving back to the local government office till the 22nd, where the exercise will end.
Okay, perfect. I wanted us to put out that information very succinctly because a lot of people would think that, oh, maybe if I don't go to my ward or if I live closer to my, the INEC local government office, I can just walk there and get it. But now that you've said it clearly, this exercise is going to happen in the ward for 10 days, starting today.
Yeah.
Till the 15th of January. And then right after, you will go back to the local government offices and continue to give out these PVCs. Perfect.
Yeah, till the 22nd of January.
Great. All right, well, Lagos, we have Adenike in the studio. Adenike Riwo is the public relations officer for INEC here in Lagos. All your questions can be answered this morning. If you have questions, you have comments, go ahead and join the conversation. The phone lines are open, 0700-993-993-993. For those who are just joining us, INEC has decided that they are going to ensure effective collection of PVCs. They're taking PVCs to the different registration areas and wards from today to Sunday, the 15th of January, 2023. And what you need to do is find out where your ward is, go there and pick up your PVC. But the phone lines are open. Let's hear from you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? And what's your name?
My name is Smith.
Sorry?
Smith.
Smith, go ahead.
Yes. I'm coming from Irawo. I'm just from this ward.
Smith, I'm so sorry. Your line is very problematic, but I think he's saying that he's just coming from the ward and there's nobody there. But Smith, if you can call us back, please do. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Uche. I'm calling from Lekki.
Go ahead, Uche.
Okay, this thing I have is, I went to the INEC this thing. I thought that my card is ready, but when I went to the local government to pick up my this thing, actually, Lekko. But they said they can't find my PVC. I should come back in a week. But I don't know why I can find that my Disney is ready. I went there, they say they can't find it.
I'm sure that we can get an answer to that. Mr. Rewo, would you like to...
Yes.
He said...
Did he get a message and went online to check?
He said he checked online and he saw that his PVC was ready. But when he got to Eleko, they told him that the PVC wasn't ready and he had to come back in a week's time.
Yes, we're so sorry about that. You know, like I said, we have not received the full complement of all the cards in Lagos State. There's still a bit more that we're still expecting. And I'm sure this card might be part of the ones we're still expecting. So if you just, you know, hold up the patience a bit more, and then I'm sure eventually this card is going to come true.
All right, we have a message here from someone who went on your Instagram page. Let's hear that message.
Okay, it says, I'm on the INEC Lagos Instagram page, but I can't find the list of the words. Please, where exactly on your Insta page do I look?
Did you get that, Denike? Oh, I think that we lost that connection with her again. Denike, if you can hear me. Can you hear me? Yes, I think that we lost connection with you for a few seconds. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, so sorry. Yeah, I can hear you now.
So someone said that he went on your INEC Instagram page, that's INEC Lagos, but they can't find any list of the wards, and he's asking where exactly on your page can he look for, you know, the INEC?
It has been uploaded there since yesterday. So, and I'm sure if he navigates through properly, he's going to find it. He's on Twitter, he's on... Because I've even spoken with the people that are managing the social media this morning, and they tell me it's up there. So you should just look at it and navigate properly, and then, or if you can, you know, wait till the end of the show, then I will just, you can call me directly, you can give me my number directly, then I will tell them what it is.
Okay, all right, great. Let's take some more calls. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
Yes.
My name is Ike. I'm calling from Okoko.
All right, Ike, go ahead, please.
Yeah, please. I was registered in AMU ward office, and I transferred. One girl came to my office and said that he's going to transfer my listing to Okoko. Then she said that he did it. I don't know whether that's my date. I didn't see anything. I didn't get any information to know whether he transferred it or not. Or is it that my PVC is still valid in AMU ward office?
Okay, did you get an email after the transfer, the so-called transfer was done? Because you and I are not sure if the transfer was really done. But did you get an email saying the transfer was successful? Because the email will come to you.
Yeah, I didn't get any email.
I'm so sorry. I'm not sure that that transfer was done. But I'll let Adenike answer that. Thank you very much for calling.
Whether my PVC will be, that my old one, that I can go to AMU ward office and do my franchise.
All right. Well, Adenike, would you like to respond to him?
Yes, if I get him right. He said he didn't get an email to show that whether his registration was successful or not.
No, the moving of his polling.
Transfer.
Yes, the transfer of polling units, yes, to Okoko Michael.
I think I would advise him to still check. Okoko Michael falls under Ojo local government, if I'm right.
Okay.
And then you should still check if the transfer, because if the transfer was successful, this card will be at Ojo. And the staff there can also verify for him when it gets there. But okay. In case it doesn't pull through, he can as well go back to his old registration and exercise his franchise there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Because that means his information is still at.
It's still at Amodofi. Okay, great, great.
Yes.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Great. That's the passcode. Go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I am Emma from Aja. I am Emma from Aja.
Emma, go ahead. We want to hear your question.
You see, my own, I registered since 2014. So they give me that temporary card.
Okay, that's your TVC.
Yes. So when I went to collect my listing, they say I should check. I check on the line. I saw my name on the portal, but there's a line drawing over here that is missing.
Oh, really?
Yes, but I have the temporary one with me today. But the line, when I check on the portal, I saw my name, but there's a line, boundary drawn on it, and there's an inscription following it that is missing.
Okay. Just listen, and Adenike might have an explanation. So he's saying his TVC is with him, but that every time he goes online to check, he sees his name, but then there's a line drawn over it saying his card is missing or his registration is missing. Can you explain that to us, please?
Well, what I can say to this is that if he was able to check up his details and his information is on our database, so it should be rest assured that that means he's on the database. But as far as missing, I have never heard of this case. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello? Yes, I've never heard of this case or scenario that he has painted. But what I would advise him is to go to the local government office. If his card is not available, but his information is on our database, and it has there is an evidence that he has never collected the card before, then there's a procedure he will have to follow, and then his card will be available.
Perfect. So, but how long will this process take? Is it going to be available before the 22nd?
Yeah, it's going to be available because right now, for some people, their cards are being omitted, you know. Maybe one error or the other. So once it has been proven that he has never gotten that card before, then they can just make a case for omitted card.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Well, we have some messages coming in. So in the studio, we have tried to verify on your Instagram handle, and we still do not see
the list of the wards.
So I'm guessing that INEC Lagos might have to do something about that.
So just to clarify, is it on Twitter or Instagram?
I'm already contacting the people involved. I'll get it back before the end of the show.
All right. This person says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? Please, how do I know the address, location of our wards?
Well, she had said it earlier on. You can go to your local governments. They've posted, the different local governments registration areas and wards. Or else you can go on INEC Lagos's Twitter. They have posted the different local government areas and wards, so you know where to go and pick up your card.
Okay, this one says, I re-registered my lost card, but INEC said my card was not the issue because the setting of my name was wrong from the old card. E.g., he says, for example, Sule Jeff Ozualo. The new name is Jeff Sule Ozualo. Please, what can I do, Mr. Jeff from Okafo, Lagos?
So it's more about the name, how the name is positioned. So the first name is now the middle name, and he's worried that this might affect him when he's voting.
Well, I don't know. If the person is a new registrant, that means he or she didn't give the information properly. Mm-hmm. But as it is, that correction cannot be made now because you have closed that window. But he can still use the card. So far, he still has one name on the, CBS's his name, maybe just a middle name that is missing. So after the elections, when we open up the window for corrections again, the person can as well come up and make this correction.
Okay, I think in Sule's case, it's all three of his names are the same. It's just that they're repositioned, and that's what makes it a bit problematic.
Well, if that's the way it is on the card, definitely that's the way it will be on our database.
Okay.
So he doesn't have any issue with us. The only time he might have issues is when maybe present it in another place as a form of identification they might not accept it like that.
All right, Adenike, please stay with us on the line. We'll take a quick break and bring some messages. It's a very short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up on this segment. Stay with us. Adenike Riwo is the INEC Public Relations Officer for Lagos State. It's still What's Up Lagos. We're talking about INEC's next move on devolving PVC collections to 8,809 registration areas and wards across the country, and it starts today and ends on the 15th of January, which is a Sunday. So you have no excuse. You need to find out where your ward is because they're bringing it closer to you. That way you can pick up your PVC. We'll be right back after this messages.
I'll take you to Lagos.
What's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info, 30 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. We're talking about INEC's move to bring your PBCs closer to you right now. And when we say closer, we mean very close to your wards, eh? Not just your local governments, to your ward and your registration area. So wherever you registered, you might have to go there to pick up your PBC if you haven't picked up your PBC. And still with us live is the public relations officer for INEC Lagos, Adenike Oriowo. We want to say that if you have questions about PBCs, you haven't picked up your PBC, or you have a concern, please call right now. And when you're sending us a message, please make sure that your message is straight to the point. That way we can understand it, all right? 0700-993-993-993. The phone lines are blowing up. 465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Only for the ladies. Riega, you are calling the ladies' line. We will not take the call. All right? So let's go back to the phone lines and take your thoughts. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Mm-hmm. Life.
All right, go ahead. What's your question?
My question is that is registration still going on?
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Really? Registration? When people are picking up their PVCs, are you serious? Okay. I like that you laughed.
These are issues.
As much as it's funny, it just shows us that there are people who are just awaking
a few weeks
to the fact that they need to get their PVCs and even register. So it's incredible that he's asking this question. I'm sorry, sir. Registration has ended. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. Cheers to life. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Alex. I'm calling from New York.
Alex, go ahead.
Okay. I did a transfer from my former place to my new place now. So, and I've not picked up my car. So when I check to the Alex, I'm still seeing the old my place. I have a piece of paper with me where I transferred to. It's 24-18-11-02. I don't know if that's out of my card, because when I still go to the INEC website, I'm fixing my former unit where I was supposed to be voting. So I don't know whether I can do a properly transfer. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. But I would have really loved to ask you, if not that you dropped off, I wanted to ask if you got an email, because that's the first confirmation. If you don't get an email telling you that your transfer was successful, I guess that the process has to be done all over again. Or Adenike, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, you went to study, because the truth of the matter is, if they actually completed that process, you should have received an email to show that this transfer was successful.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there is no other opportunity for now for him to complete that process.
Mm.
The only other option he has is just to maintain his old
polling
location.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But all right. I can tell him he might just check.
He should just go to the new one and check.
Yes, he may just check.
Okay, just to confirm. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. Cheers to life. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Aju.
Okay, Jerry.
I'm calling you from the
Ejiro, your line is very problematic. We're not able to make out what you're saying.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I registered sometime April last year. When I go to the local government in November, I was asked to come January. I was there yesterday.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, Ejiro, you're going to have to call us back. I'm so sorry. Your line is going on and off, okay? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? All right, call us back. Please turn off your radio when you do call us. All right, it's very important. That way you can hear me and I can hear you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning. Yeah, my name is Pius.
Pius, go ahead.
Yeah, I've done my PVC from 2011. And I still have my paper one. That's collected from the INEC.
Sorry, ask that question again. You got your PVC?
I done my PVC since 2011, but I'm here to collect the plastic card.
So that means you have the TVC, you have the paper?
Yes.
Okay. And where did you do this?
2011.
Where? What local government?
Not Lagos, yeah, but I'm just asking.
You have to go to the local government in the state where you registered to get your PVC.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Adenike, would you like to add? Because he said since 2011, he hasn't gone back to INEC to pick his PVC, but he does have his TVC.
Part of the old lots that we've been making noise about that people are yet to collect.
So he's part of those people. But will he be able to get his PVC if he goes there?
The PVC is there. That's why he has to go and check. And if he's not there, there's a procedure he can follow to allow for him to get it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's take another call. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good
My
morning.
Name is Kainde.
All right,
yeah,
Kainde,
good morning.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, I actually called to also. I have a similar issue with the man that called earlier. I actually did my registration to move my location to another. I moved and everything was successful. I got a mail confirming that I was successful. But each time I check online, I'm still getting the old information on INEC portal. That's
really?
One.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, you said that you were trying to, the stuff, they were saying the location is actually on their Instagram page. I've checked. If you check under, before you start to see the followed by, if you open the Instagram page, there's a link there, bit.ly.
Yes, it's a URL.
Link,
yes, it's
the
a URL.
URL, yes.
It's a URL.
If you click on that URL, that will give you the whole details you're trying to confirm to the
listeners. Perfect.
So you can easily just do that. I've just done that. And I intend to go and check the location, possibly, if mine is ready.
All right.
Like I said, maybe she can advise us better.
Okay, all right.
If you still check online, you see the old information I get there. So does that mean that doesn't affect you checking in the different locations to confirm if it's available?
Okay, I think she said that to the last caller, but just so that you hear, I didn't care, he's asking, should he just go to Fulfill Righteousness? Because
Let him just go to check. So, you know, all these things, their times could have their own flaws too. Since his own was even that he got an email to confirm that the transfer was successful, then that means the procedure was actually successful.
Okay, all right.
So you can just go and check.
All right.
And then you should thank you for explaining that because, you know, if you look at your WhatsApp, I just sent you.
Yeah, I just saw that.
It's a URL that it's a link they have to follow to get that information.
Yes, absolutely. So for those who are going on INEC social media to check, we just want to put it out there. If you go to INEC's Twitter or Instagram, you go to their profile, click on INEC's profile where you see INEC Lagos at INEC Lagos. Right under, you know, the INEC Lagos State Public, you see a bit.ly. That's a URL. Click on that link and immediately all of the states or local governments, I beg your pardon, and the awards will pop up with the addresses of the places that you need to go to under your local government or where your ward is to pick up your PVC. So if you are going on INEC's Instagram or Twitter, do that. Just click on the link and you would find where the location is. That it makes it easier. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Eni. I'm calling from VI.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I also did a transfer from Ogun State to Lagos, and that was around March.
Okay.
I got a confirmation email telling me that my application was successful.
Okay.
But that I will receive another mail when it is ready.
Okay.
And up to now, I've not received. I haven't checked my email. I had to go through the thread and no mail of whether it is ready or not as they sent. So can I still go to my ward and check or how?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have you gone online to check if the transfer has actually happened?
I've tried going to the portal, but I can't log in. I don't know why. I don't know why that is. So I've tried going to the portal. It's just telling me that
what the English is even giving me. But that I cannot log in. That's just the whole point of this call.
Okay. Can you also try to check your voter registration status? That one will pop up. Hello?
Yeah, he's listening. Hello? He's listening.
Yeah. I said you go through the INEC website now, and then you try to check your voter registration status. You know, that will also pop up. That's also an avenue to know whether your information has been updated or not.
Okay.
So once you check that, it should pop up with the new information that you have.
Okay.
If the transfer was successful. But that as it may, there's nothing bad in you checking physically, since we are closer to the RA now. You know, the RA is supposed to be less stressful. You can just check and then see what happens from them, and you'll be advised on what to do.
Okay. We'll take one more call and then we'll read some messages. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Good morning.
All right. Well, hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Yes, I'm calling from Agbara, Ogun State.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
My name is Chinedu.
Chinedu, go ahead. You got a question for us?
Yes. We are at where they say we should come and pick up our voter's card. Salvation Army Primary School, Agbara.
Okay.
We are here since 9 o'clock, and we didn't see anybody that will attend to us. No INEC official.
Wow.
Even up till this time?
So what do we do?
Are you telling me even up to this time? This is almost 12 o'clock.
Okay, sir,
I'm going to get in touch with the electoral
officer
that people can't affect.
Okay. All right. Well,
we come to Agbara and pick our people.
Yes, I could hear you, but we were asking: is it that till now there's still nobody from INEC at that primary school?
Now, nobody from INEC has been here.
Wow.
We are here by 9 o'clock in the morning. As they told us to come by nine a.m. Up to now, nobody. Not even one single person.
Hmm. That's interesting.
What's the name of the school, please?
Agbara.
Yes, Agbara Ogun State.
Salvation Army Primary School, Agbara Ogun State.
Yes, that's where we are.
Salvation Army. If it's under Ogun State, I might not be able to answer for that. But if it falls within Lagos State, definitely our own people. But in fact, I've been receiving updates on my phone on the different locations.
Okay, so it means that for Ogun State, INEC would be able to answer for that. So you're just focused on
the issues. Maybe they have one or two issues that they're still battling with, you know.
Mm.
But in Lagos State, we are booked out.
Okay. All right. Great. We're going to have to let you go now, Adenike, because we know you have a very busy day, but we appreciate you. Thank you so much for being part of the conversation. We appreciate it. Adenike Orewo is the public relations officer for INEC here in Lagos State, and we have been talking about the movement of PVCs to registration areas and wards. This means that it's going to be a lot more easier for us to pick up our PVCs, so you have no excuse whatsoever as to whether you can pick up your PVC or not. And if you need to find out where your ward or your local government is, just go on INEC's social media, that's Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. There's a URL right on their page. When I say their page, go to their profile, click on INEC Lagos's profile. You'll see a bit.ly. It's a URL right under INEC.org. Click on it, and then the different local government areas will pop up. Well, then you can look for your local government area, and then you can find your ward. So look at your TVC. On your TVC, you would see the different wards. It's on your TVC. If you have a TVC, you would see the numbering of your ward. It for Lagos, it starts with 024. That's the code for Lagos. And then it would show you the number. So you use the number on your TVC to look for your local government area and your ward. That way you can find out. For example, for those of us who are here in Etiosa, there's Victoria Island 1 and there's Victoria Island 2, and it will be on your TVC. So you can tell if you go online and look at it, or if you have a TVC, the paper one, just look at the code. You can find it. I think we are Victoria Island 2. So for those of us who might be voting around here, it's Victoria Island 2. And where you can pick up your PVC today is the Koramo School, primary school right here, just opposite the Mobile headquarters. Yeah, that Koramo School. So it started at 9 o'clock. You still have time. You can walk over to Koramo School and get your PVC. All right. Well, if you have gotten to one of those places, you know where your ward is and you're there, let us know what's happening. Are people showing up? Is INEC already there? Just like the man who called us from Ogun State, INEC officials are yet to arrive at the venue and he's wondering what's happening. So let us know what's happening there. Were you able to get your PVC? Are you on a line? Are there people there? We want to hear for the next 5 minutes. Just go ahead and call us and let's hear from you. If you have gotten to your ward and you know where to pick up your PVC, what's happening in those areas? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? All right, call us back if you can. Call us back. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You can tweet at Nigeria Info with the WhatsApp Lagos hashtag, or you can send us a WhatsApp message. If you're a lady, call 01-465-7190. We got a message.
Yeah, this one says, good morning, WhatsApp Lagos. Please, INEC official at Lakowe School for dispensing, but the arrangement is poor. The collection process is bad. I have spent over 2 hours here, but helpless situation. Man, no man is currently spoiling the process now as I talk to you.
How
can he be doing?
Can you explain? Yeah, I really want him to explain more about the man, no man. And when he says the process is poorly done, tell us, what's the arrangements like? Because we need to have details as to what's happening there.
It's just collection.
And you can take pictures.
What
feel free
knowing?
To take pictures and send to Nigeria Info. We want to see what's happening. Yes. We want to know what's happening in those places. And if you suspect any foul play, please
any
let
man,
us
no man
know. Mamadu.
Take a picture of it.
If there's any form of mamadu, please let us know. Let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning.
What's up? Yeah, please, I want to tell that guy that called and said that he had not received further mails as to whether the card was ready or not.
Mm.
That was the same thing with me, but I had to go and collect my PVC. So
actually,
he should go.
Yeah.
He should go and collect.
All right.
He shouldn't continue waiting for that mail.
All right.
I don't think it will come.
Thank you very much. And that's exactly what the INEC PRO said to us, that you can actually
check
just to fulfill righteousness, because half the time those emails don't come. And we know sometimes there's, you know, like a hiccup here and there. But it's always best to go and check or see for yourself. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. Cheers to life.
I'm going to wear a register.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody know any handmaid here.
Where is that?
Jodo,
where is that?
Jegu.
Is it here in Lagos?
It's by local government.
Is that Lagos State or
Ogun
State?
Is that Lagos State?
Yes, Iba.
I don't know where that is, but okay. Adenike is listening to us, so hopefully she's going to take notes. So you're saying INEC officials are not there at all?
Yes. These are local government.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for giving us that information. So there are still places that INEC officials haven't gotten to. We're not going to really say, well, INEC officials are not there. Let's just tie it to maybe they're having logistic issues. But this is almost 12 o'clock in the afternoon and 9 o'clock was the set time. So INEC Lagos, we're hoping that you can deal with these issues and all of these areas that your officials are yet to get to. Hello, you're my last caller.
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for the other day. This is just Lope.
All right.
Yeah, I've been calling to thank you guys.
Thank you too.
I want to know, is she going to drop a number like INEC customer care number or our own number for us to be able to, because I have to give it to some set of people that don't listen to radio.
Yes, she did say that we could give out her number. So I will do that before we wrap up on the show.
Apart from her number also, maybe INEC customer care number too, if they have or something. You get what I'm saying?
Well, if you do call her, I'm sure she will be able to give you that information. That's the most we can do for you. Thank you, Jason, for calling. And for those who heard the PRO ask us to give out her contact details, I'm going to give you her contact details. Please do not call her if you do not have INEC questions, all right? So make sure that your questions are tied towards picking up your PVC, finding where your local government or registration area was, okay? So her number is 0803-323-3761. I'll take it again. 0803-323-3761. And that's the INEC PRO for Lagos State. Please do not call her and ask her for money or ask her for anything random. Please call her only to talk about your PVC or inquiries about how you can pick it up, all right? And that's that. We have one more message.
This person says, what's up, Lagos? People need to understand there's a difference between wards and polling units. Collection will be at wards, not polling units. Kazim, yes, from Ejibu.
Please, yes. Thank you very much, Kazim, for that clarification. So your ward is different from your polling unit, too. Your polling unit is where you will vote on election day. But your ward is part of your local government area. That's more like your residential area. It's not about where you will cast your vote. So, for example, I am from Calabar South and I'm from Ward 7. My polling unit is at Jack Primary School, for example. That's actually where I used to vote. So you have to know the difference between these places. So that's why you have to go to INEC's website, or rather their social media. Click on the link. Find out if you are from Etiosa. Find out what part of Etiosa local government is your ward. It's also written on your TVC for those who do not have PVCs. It's written there. Then you can use the code to check. For example, mine is now, what is it? Victoria Island 2, because this is where Nigeria Info is. Victoria Island 2. And my ward, yes, that's my ward, Victoria Island 2. But Etiosa is my local government area. And my polling unit is somewhere down Legali. So you have to know, have all of this information. But if you do not have all that information, we've given you the INEC PRO's number. Please call. Don't call her if you do not have INEC related questions. Guys, it's been a very long day. Like, really, it's been a very long day.
It's been a long ride.
But please, if you haven't picked up your PVC, this is your opportunity, because it's going on till the 21st of January. Is it 21st or 15th? I beg your pardon.
Of January.
And then they will go back to the local government areas, and that will end on the 22nd of January. Lockdown, shut down. Mm-hmm. And then everybody will be getting ready for the elections proper. My name is Mary Anacom. Fancy Nancy, want to thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Info Girl is always with me. She's my wingman. Thank you, Info Girl. And of course,
man.
She's my wingman.
We understand what he meant.
Okay. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO, or you could actually search for Mary Ann Duke Okon anywhere else. Have a beautiful weekend, Lagos. Love you. Lagos.